好，那我们来一起唱一首诗歌，哦，262首。
Let's sing a hymn together, hymn 262.
雅各书上面说，没有行为的信心就是死的。
In the book of James, he said, faith without works is dead.
所以当我们信神却不与神同行，我们的信心就是不完全的。
So if we believe, but we don't walk with our Lord, then our belief is not complete.
如果我们相信主的再来，但是我们却不按照主的嘱咐预备，我们的信心也是不完全的。
If we believe that he will return, but if we don't prepare, our faith is also not complete.
我感谢主神常常责备我，他说你又离弃了起初的爱心吗？
I thank him because he rebukes me often that I have left the original love.
他又说这段时间你又没有与我同行了。
And during this period of time, you haven't walked with me.
所以感谢主，当这个光照到我的时候，我觉得我更需要他。他并不是在责备我，我觉得他是在鼓励我。
So I thank him because when this light reaches me, it's not that he is rebuking me, he is encouraging me.
今天弟兄分享的题目也是与神同行。
And our brother's topic today is also the matter of walking with God.
也希望弟兄姐妹就在这信息当中也与神一起同行。
So we hope that through this message encourages us too to walk with the Lord.
好，我们来唱这首262首。
Let's sing 262. Before the message, let's have some prayer before our Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你，就是道路、真理、生命。
Lord, we thank you. You are the way, truth, and life.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your words are lamp before our feet, light for our path.
我们的道路也在你当中有道路地满脂油。
Our way is paved also with your anointing oil.
主啊，你也是我们生命的牧者。
Lord, you are also the shepherd of our life.
羊群都认识牧人的声音。
That your sheep recognizes your voice.
愿你在今天的聚会当中对我们说话。
May you speak to us during our gathering today.
把我们带回到你的身边。
To bring us back to your side.
让我们常常在你的脚前愿意听你的话语。
That we can often listen to your words in front of your feet.
把我们带到属天的地步。
Take us to a heavenly reality.
让我们愿意舍弃我们一切原来所看重的。
Cause us to be willing to forsake all things that we used to esteem.
背上我们的十字架。
To carry our cross.
看见我们前面的奖赏，我们也能来跟随你。
In light of the blessings that we receive to follow you.
谢谢主，求你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督之名。
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们把时间交给弟兄。
So we give the time to our brother.
Thanks.
叫主人平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想这是今年第二次来吧，我忘了。
I think this is the second time I'm here this year.
那么我们今天讲这个题目，其实我以前来的时候讲过一半。
So the topic I want to share with you today is the second part of what I shared before.
我大概上一次讲这个题目是2007年。
I think the last time I shared this topic was in 2007.
那我觉得一个道讲一半不是太好。
So I feel that sharing half a message is not so good.
所以我想把今天把这个道做一个完整。
So I want to take the opportunity to complete that message.
与神同行。
So it's walking with God.
那么这个是一个常常被提的一个题目。
So this is a subject that's often mentioned.
但不是很难很容易了解的题目。
But is a topic not very easily understood.
我想很多弟兄姊妹一定觉得我们今天来到神的面前，礼拜天来到神的面前。
A lot of our ancestors will probably feel that on Sunday when we come before God.
但是我们来到神面前了吗？
But are we truly before God?
那什么叫来到神面前？
So what does it mean to be before God?
约翰福音第六章四十五节这样说。
Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 45.
他说有先知书上写着说，你们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父的教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
Chapter 6, verse 45. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God.Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me.
所以也就是说，来到上帝面前坐在这里的人，不见得来到上帝面前。
So in other words, those who come before God and sit here, they may not necessarily mean that they're before God.
我们应该说这些人是来到教会的里面，可是没有来到上帝面前。
So perhaps it's better to say that these were the ones who came to church, but not exactly before God.
我现在这个后现代。
So in the postmodern times.
我讲到的时候，当然我在台上。
So while I'm sharing the message, I'm here standing in front of you in the podium.
可是等到英文堂的时候，我就跑到楼上。
But later on, for the English message, I will be upstairs.
我就从楼上的窗户往下看。
So I would stand up on the second floor and look down.
我就发现底下这些听到的时候，哇，那是漂亮，好像那个晚上的你从这里看纽约一样。
So when you're listening to the messages, it's so beautiful. It's as if you're looking into New York City at night.
每个都有个 iPhone 打开来。
So everyone has an iPhone in front of them, turned on.
那你会发现很多的灯在那里亮。
And you see a lot of lights that are turning on, that are blinking.
我就仔细看了一下。
So I took a closer look.
我说那个经文怎么会跳动？
So how come the message or the verses are jumping around?
原来有人在听到的时候还在看连续剧的。
Or it seems that some people are watching their TV series while they're listening to the
message. 我就发现很多时候我们是来到教会里面，可是我们没有来到上帝面前。
Oftentimes I find that we come to church, but we're not necessarily before God.
所以这些人按照约翰福音第六章四十五节所说的，他并没有来到耶稣的面前。
So these people, according to what God said in John chapter 6, 45, they're not before Christ.
那很多时候基督徒说他是基督徒，他说我与神同行，我什么时候就信了主。
So some people may say that when I'm a Christian, when I come to know the Lord, and that's when I start walking with God.
但是他真的没有与神同行。
But in reality, they are not really truly walking with God.
所以与神同行呢，我们要做一个比较清楚的解释。
So a better or clear, more clear explanation of walking with God is this.
因为很难讲与神同行是什么。
It's very difficult to explain what exactly is walking with God.
比较好讲什么是不是与神同行。
It's much easier to explain what is not walking, what is not walking with God.
同行不是同事，也不是同工。
So walking with God is not a co-worker, is not a classmate or so forth, a colleague.
我举个例子来说。
For example.
你们认识这个 Apple 的 Jobs?
So do you know the CEO Steve Jobs of Apple?
你们认识他吗？
So you know who he is.
那么你知道这个 Apple 为什么会发展这么好？
And do you know how Apple the company became so successful?
因为 Steve Jobs 认识他自己是怎么样的人。
Because Steve Jobs recognized what kind of person he is.
他知道他不是一个 marketing person. Marketing 市场。
Oh, so he recognized that he's not a marketing person.
所以他在1983年的时候就跟这个 Pepsi 的 Jack Ball 的那个 chairman Scully 打个电话。
So early on, he spoke to the board, the chairman of the Pepsi board, Scully, I think.
他说，哎。请你过来帮我一点忙。
And so he asked them to come and help him.
那 Scully 说，我对你这个没有兴趣。
Scully said, I'm not too interested in what you're doing.
而且我喜欢东岸，我也不喜欢西岸。
And also, I like to be on the East Coast and not the West Coast.
可是 Jobs 的成功就是说他很会谈。
So Steve Jobs, his success is that he's very persistent.
他就是一直打电话给他。
And he continued to call this person.
Scully 就一直拒绝他。
And the individual continued to reject him.
后来 Scully 到了 Apple.
Until eventually he did end up in Apple.
为什么他会去?
And why did he decide to go to Apple?
就一句话。
And it's because of this phrase.
因为 Jobs 后来给 Scully 讲。
Because later on Steve Jobs said to him.
他说你要做一个一辈子卖糖水的人呢，还是要做一个改变天下的人？
Do you want to be an individual who sells sugar water for the rest of your life, or do you want to be someone who can change the world?
这个把 Scully 给打动了。
And this.Impacted him.
因为他真的是一辈子都在卖糖水。
Because in actuality, he is selling sugar water.
他没有改过，他没有改变天下。
He has not changed anything in the world.
他只使人肥胖，没有使人健壮。
The only thing he can do is cause obesity among man, but not cause people to be strong.
他说好，我来。
So he says he agreed to this and says, "Okay, I will."
所以他到Apple去。
And so he later on went over to Apple.
So Apple 因着他就开始发展。
And so because of him, Apple started to grow.
但是 Scully 把 Jobs 给 fire 掉了。
But Scully later on fired Steve Jobs.
把他给开除了。
Fired him later on.
后来当然 Scully 走了以后 ，Jobs 才再上来回来。
So eventually when he left, and then Steve Jobs came back to be the CEO.
所以这两个人 ，Jobs 是看对人的，把他请过来，可是这两个没有办法真正的同行。
So these Steve Jobs definitely knows how to pick the right individual, but these two could not walk or work together.
他们只是一起打天下而已。
They're together taking over the world.
这不叫同行。
But this is not exact, not walking together.
那你说同行大概久了就会同行嘛，哈。
Or for, perhaps you would say that if you're together with an individual for a long time, then you will be walking together.
我说也不会。
My response is not exactly.
比如说我跟我隔壁的那些老美们住了二十几年。
For example, I live with amongst my American neighbors for about 20 plus years.
我还不知道他叫什么名字。
I still don't know what their names are.
我有铲雪机的时候，我偶尔帮他铲铲他的路。
So when I have a snowblower, I would help him to blow his snow occasionally.
结果有一年我的铲雪机坏了，他也帮我铲。
So one year my snowblower broke down, he also helped to clear my sidewalk.
他还以为我不会说英文。
And he didn't realize that I could speak English.
他跟我。让我叫他铲雪的时候，他问我这样子可以不可以？我说。
So he used sign language to show me if it's okay for him to clean my sidewalk.
然后他铲完了以后，我说。
And I gave him a thumbs up when he's done.
他说这样子，那我
看着走了。And he gave me a thumbs up, and then he walked away.
因为他认为我这个中国人一定不会讲英文。
Because he didn't recognize that he thought that I would not speak English.
我们是鸡犬相闻啊，老死不相往来。
So we don't talk to each other and we don't really have a relationship.
所以我的意思就是说，你可以在礼拜堂里面坐很久，你还不是与神同行。
In other words, you could sit here in church for a very long time, but you still would not be walking with God.
你跟上帝是 鸡犬相闻，老死不相往来。
And you and God is has this relationship where you're next to each other but never interact.
你没有与神同行。
You have not walked with God.
所以你不要来告诉我说我是这个教会第一届受洗的。
And so don't come and tell me that you're the first generation to be baptized in this church.
那么到底与神同行是怎样的？
So then what exactly is walking with God?
若不同心就不能同行。
If you don't have the same heart, then you will not be walking together.
那么这到底是什么意思？
Now what exactly does this mean?
是同你的心还是同我的心？
Is it according to your heart or according to my heart?
先讲个故事你比较明白。
Let me share with you a story.
你们认识这个 David Livingston?
Do you know?
大卫威廉斯顿就是在非洲传福音的一个人。
So do you know this this missionary who preached in South Africa?
到非洲传福音是很难的。
So it's very difficult to preach the gospel in Africa.
死的传道人比带得救的黑那些非洲人还要多。
There are more missionaries who perish than the amount of converts they receive.
但是英国去了一个传道人
But in England sent this person Livingston.
他是 Scotland 的人不过他从英国派出去
He's Scottish but he was sent out from England.
那么他去传福音的时候这个人就是身体健壮没有异样
So he's a very strong individual.
那么他去那里一辈子在那传福音
And he spent his entire life as a missionary in Africa.
甚至使整个的族都成为基督徒
To such an extent that he caused an entire tribe to be converted.
然后他把非洲的一些资源向欧洲来介绍。
To such an extent that he started to bring back the local languages of Africa and to share it in England.
所以你现在去看他的墓，那个碑子底下写的几个大字。
So if you look at his plaque or his tombstone, what it says.
上面写的 Christianity, commerce, and civilization. 就是讲基督教。商业和文明这是他的墓碑上面所写的三个字。
These are the words that were written on his plaque.
那么这个人呢他死的时候。
So this individual when he passed on.
那么他1840年去然后以后他死在非洲。
He went to Africa in 1840 and then died in Africa.
那么跟他这个他死的时候英国教会要把他尸体拿回来。
So when he died, the Church of England wanted to bring his body back.
非洲的这些基督徒反对。
And the Christians in Africa opposed that.
他们理由很简单。
The reason is very simple.
他说 Livingston 是非洲人。
He says Livingston is an African.
那么英国的教会说怎么可能是非洲人呢
？So the Church says how can he be African?
他说因为他的心在我们这里。
Because the response is because his heart is here in Africa.
所以他们不让他带走。
So they could not allow his body to be taken back to England.
以后他们做了一个协调。
So later on they put something together.
那么做一个这个 compromise, they compromise.
Oh, so, okay.
那么是怎么样呢？就是把 Livingston 的心挖出来，留在非洲。
They took out his heart and left that in Africa.
埋在非洲。
Buried in Africa.
然后把他其他身体拿回来，运到英国的西敏寺。
And he took his body and put it in
Westminster.
那么
说你到西敏寺去看 Livingston 的墓碑的时候，那里面你要记得一件事情，那里面的那个身体是没有心的。
If you go there and see his tomb in Westminster, his body does not have a heart there.
那心在哪里呢？
Where is the heart?
那心留在非洲。
The heart is left in Africa.
所以我在告诉你，当你与神同行的时候。假如我们只是用日子与神同行，我们心不在上帝身上，我们日夜不息思念神的事情，我们还是没有与神同行。
So while we're walking with God, if our heart is not on His things, and even though we walk with Him for a long time, we're not exactly walking with Him.
那么到底怎样才是与神同行呢
？So what exactly is walking with Him?
那么我再举个例子。
Let me give you another example.
你知道 F.W. Borhan?
Do you know F.W. Borhan?
那么这个人是个传道人。
So he is also a missionary.
他有一次到法国的南边的一个小镇去。
So once he went to a small village next to in France.
那么他去领几天的聚会。
He went there for several days to preach.
那么跟他约好了在一个路口等。
So they agreed to meet with the local in a crossroad.
那么那时候刚好工人下班。
So it was at that time the corner that the workers were getting off of work.
他就在那里看。
So he stood there and watched.
后来跟他约好那个人来了。
So eventually the person who he was supposed to meet finally arrives.
那么他就给这些人说，这些人都在香水公司做事。
And so he says these people all work in a perfume factory.
他说你刚来就知道了。
And so the individual says, oh, you just got here, but you recognize, you realize this.
哦，他说很简单，因为身上都有香味。
And he says very easy that I can smell the perfume from all of them.
哦，他说明天要跟你见面那一个人呢，也刚好跟我们一起吃饭那个人也刚好这个香水厂的厂长。
So the individual says, tomorrow the one who will be dining with, he happens to be, a manager in the perfume factory.
他说你如果对这个有兴趣呢，明天呢请他介绍香水的制作过程给你。
And if you're interested, he can certainly explain to you the process of making perfume.
那么他说好啊好啊。
So he says, great,
那么第二天他们就看了工厂。
So then next day they went to the factory.
那么这个 Morgan 很有意思，他每次他因为是个牧者，所以看到人都跟他讲话，问他你做几年啊，怎么样啊，这样子跟他讲话。
So Morgan is a preacher, so he's very interested in people. So whenever he met someone, he would talk to them and asking how long have you been here, etc.
那么过了一段几次的以后呢，他就可以跟他讲说，你大概做三年吧。
So after a period of time, after a while, he's able to say, oh, you've been here for 3 years.
他说对对对，我做三年半。
And the person responds saying, yes, I've been here for 3.5 years.
他看了一个老人说，你大概只有做不到一年吧。
And then when he saw someone who's older, he says, you've only been working for a year.
对对，我才做八个月。
And the individual would say, yes, I've only been working for 8 months.
而且十猜九准。
So out of 10, he was able to correctly guess very close.
大家非常压抑他。
So people were very amazed by what he was doing.
我到底是传道人，有先知的灵哈。
So he's truly a pastor with the spirit of a prophet.
所以吃饭的时候，人家都问了这件事情。
So when they were eating, everyone asked him about this.
他说：“到底上帝怎么告诉你说他工作多少年？”
And so they asked, "How did the Lord tell you that this individual works for so long?"
他说：“没有啊。”
He says, "No."
他说：“那你怎么可能知道呢？”
He says, "How could I know? No. Then how could you know?"
他说：“我就前面问这个人的跟他讲话的时候，闻他身上的衣服的香味，大概几年？我大概知道什么样的香味是多少年啊？”
So after when I was talking to him, I would smell the scent from him, and based on the scent, I could sort of guess how long he's been working there.
所以当然最后就准了。
So towards the end, he was being very, he's getting very accurate.
因为做香水的人，他的香水虽然很小心，还是沾在衣服上面的。
So the person who, although they're very careful making perfume, it is easy to have accidents and get the perfume on their clothing.
那么这是我们想到一件事情。
So this leads us to recognize this.
一个与神真正同行的人，身上一定会有上帝的味道。
A person who walks with God surely will have the scent of the Lord.
有个弟兄他。礼拜五要带查经。
So our brother once will be leading a Friday Bible study.
平常没有好好准备，礼拜五吃饭时间赶快准备。
So he wasn't prepared during the weekdays, but he spent time to rush it on Friday.
所以就一边吃他的饭，一边就赶快看圣经。
So he was eating and then reading the Bible at the same time right before the meeting.
那一个同事就来了。
And so a coworker comes by.
看他看一本有金边的书。
And saw that he was a co-worker came by and saw that he was reading a book that was bound up in gold.
那么低头一看，看不懂中文的。
And so when they looked at it, they couldn't understand Chinese.
他说你在看什么？
So he asks them, what exactly are you reading?
那个基督徒就说我在看圣经。
The Christian says, I'm reading a Bible.
他问了第二句话说你是基督徒吗？
And then the second question is, are you a Christian?
那就很尴尬说是啊。
And it becomes a very awkward situation, and he answers yes.
然后他说，人家讲的第三句话说看不出来，看不出来。
And the third, the coworker responded, I couldn't really tell.
那多少基督徒，人家根本看不出来我们是基督徒。
How many times have Christians not been recognized as Christians?
因为我们的行为举动跟世界毫无分别。
Because our actions and our response and everything about us is not any different from the world.
我们除了来到教会以外，还有家里面放着基督是我家之主，其他都没有什么差别。
Aside from coming to church on Sunday and also having a plaque saying the Lord is the Lord, Jesus is the Lord of this house, there's nothing else different about us.
表象是有，实质没有。
It's the sorry.
On the surface it is, but on the reality it's not.
On the surface it is, but in reality it's not.
因为我们身上没有上帝的香味。
Because we don't have the scent of Christ in us.
我们行事为人的标准也不像神要我们做的事情。
And our actions is not like as if the Lord is directing us.
人家看我们不像，看我们孩子也不像。
When they look at us, we're not like a Christian. When they look at children, they're not like Christians either.
所以一个人跟与神同行，他必定有上帝的香味。
So a person who walks with the Lord will surely have the sweet scent of Christ.
你们知道认识这个贾玉明老牧师？
Do you know this pastor, 贾玉明?
是中国近代里面神学上很有名的一个牧师。
So he's a very famous pastor in Chinese history.
那么他的神学院训练出来神学生都很属灵。
And the ministry, the people that went through his ministry when they came out, they're all very godly and very.
那么尤其特别会祷告。
Especially there were a few who really knows how to pray.
那么因为他常常带着他们祷告。
Because he often led them in prayer.
他们的祷告非常有能力。
And their prayer were very powerful.
所以有一次跟他跟牧师们在吃饭。
So one day he was dining with his group of pastors.
就很多牧师想学到的秘诀。
And then the pastors wanted to know what is the secret.
他们就讲说。 贾牧师你带出来这些学生个个都属灵。
And they say, Pastor Jia, you brought out these students that every one of them are so spiritual and godly.
而且神学非常的强，但尤其祷告非常的属灵。
And they're very knowledgeable and then their prayers are powerful.
其中有个跟他的学生一起祷告过，说对对对，他们有个地方特别属灵的。
And then someone who prayed with his students before would say, yes, especially certain areas that they're very spiritual.
那么他们，尤其他们在，他说怎么一回事情呢？
And they say, you know, what exactly?
他们说他们祷告到一个高峰的时候，常常会有个声音出来，主啊，这种声音出来。
So they, when they pray to a point where they're really into the prayer, they would have the sound, make the sound.
好像是人那个祷告到高峰了，没有话语祷告，圣灵为他祷告一样，哇，非常高。
And as if to an extent that they're praying that they were out of words, and the Holy Spirit from that point on led them in prayer.
那贾一鸣老牧师就很不好意思讲了一些话。
And so he was a bit shy and embarrassed in saying this.
他说这是我的错。
He said, this is something that is my mistake.
他说因为我是带假牙的。
He says, because I have dentures.
那我带他们祷告吗？
When I'm leading them in prayer.
那祷告很大声，祷告这假牙松了，我怎么吸回去嘛？
So when I was praying, and to a point where my dentures became loose, and I had the only way for me to bring it back is to suck in the dentures.
但是我吸回去的时候，带了嘶嘶嘶的声音咯。
Of course, when I suck in back my dentures, I have this, you know, sucking sound.
但没有想到我的学生连这个都学了。
And I don't know that my students also, you know, learned this.
所以这些学生有贾玉明老牧师的怎么样味道？
So these students, they have the scent of their teacher.
因为他与他们同行。
Because he walked with them.
也就是说，你同行里面，你一定会感染到他的生命的本质在里面。
So when you walk with someone, they will surely impact the very basics of your life.
那么在旧约的里面，有一些人，圣经明讲他们是与神同行。
So in the Old Testament, the Bible says there were certain people, group of people that walk with God.
也是创世纪第五章21到24节。
The first is in Genesis chapter 5. 21 to 25. This is a very famous passage.
他说，以诺活到六十五岁，生了马祖撒拉。以诺生马祖撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生了养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不再世了。When
Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. And had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God, then he was no more because God took him away. So the Bible here talks about someone walking with God. How exactly did Enoch walk with God? We can, from the name of his son, we can see the attitude with which he walked with God.
这个马祖撒拉是什么意思?
What does it mean? What does Methuselah mean?
就是说，这个人死了以后，灾难就来到的意思。
It means that when this person dies, there will be a calamity.
用我们中文来做对等的讲法，就说你取个儿子名字叫刘招祸，就是招来祸患的意思。
So in other words, in Chinese, you have a son, you name him that, you know, because of his name, he's going to bring forth disaster.
你怎么可能取这个名字呢？
And how could you name a son who's going to bring disaster?
因为上帝告诉他说，世人都变坏了，这个人死了以后，灾难必要临到这个世界。
For God said to him that people are all wicked, and after he's dead, then God will bring judgment upon the people.
那么他警告世人的时候，他就把他说，你要死了以后，灾难会临到，所以你的名字叫招祸。
So therefore, he named his son in such a way so that when people see him, that his name is that when he dies, there will be disaster.
所以每次人家在笑他儿子的时候，他就有机会解释说，我们要悔改，因为神说这个人死了以后。
So whenever people would mock his son's name, he would take this opportunity to explain to them that when he dies, there will be God's judgment. And he received God's warnings.
那么我们从对上帝对他警告给他生的儿子当中，我们看到一些很重要的事情。
So from the warnings and from his son, we see several important things.
因为从这个名字里面，我们看见上帝是公义的上帝。
From the name, we see that God is a just God.
但是我再问你一件事情，圣经里面最长寿的是谁？
But let me ask you, who is the longest living individual in the Bible?
就是他，他活几岁？
It is him, and how many years did he live?
969岁。好，我再问你，亚当活几岁？
Did he live 900 some odd years? How long did Adam live?
930岁，他活得比他老祖先还久。
So he lived actually, Adam lived 930 years. He lived longer than Adam.
所以他为什么会活这么久？
And how could he live so long?
因为他死了以后，灾祸会临到世人。
Because when he died, judgment will come upon.
所以上帝让他活最久。
So God caused him to live the longest.
因为上帝对希望人悔改。
Because God hoped that man will repent.
所以这个名字里面看见上帝的公义跟看见上帝的慈爱。
So from Methuselah's life, we see God's judgment and God's righteousness.
但是人很多时候
His mercy.
不懂得上帝的慈爱。
But oftentimes man does not recognize or understand God's mercy.
我们以为我活得久是因为我不错。
We often feel that I live long because I'm good.
可是在有些情况底下，活得久倒是上帝让你悔改的时间。
But sometimes when you live long, it is an opportunity that God has given to you for you to repent. So Methuselah, he walked with God because he also received the warnings of God.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们与神同行嘛。
So brothers and sisters, let us walk with God.
上帝的一些警告，你接受吗？
Do you accept God's warning to you?
还是你只是解释而已？
Or are you merely explaining?
你看世界上有很多的时候，上帝容忍我们，但是我们并不把它当作上帝的容忍跟警告，我们当作没事在行。
Oftentimes God would allow us or give time or delay His judgment, but oftentimes we do not recognize it and we ignore that.
所以世界就越变越坏。
And therefore the world becomes more and more wicked.
很多时候我们在世界上。不懂得接受上帝警告。
And oftentimes we in the world we do not learn how to acknowledge God's warnings.
所以当上帝的降华临到的时候，一切祷告都太迟。
When His judgment finally comes upon this world, all prayers are the prayers are too late.
所以这是以耶利米书所说的，神告诉耶利米说，你不要为你的以色列百姓祷告。
That's what God said to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah said, "Do not pray for your Israelites."
因为已经没有用处了。
Because the time has already passed.
因为神的愤怒已经发出来。
For His wrath has already been poured out.
所以耶利米才会警告以色列人说，现在你能做唯一的事情，就向巴比伦臣服。
So therefore, Jeremiah warned his people, saying that the only thing you could do is like the Babylonians.
因为这个手神国的手伸出来的，他不可能再收回。
Like the Babylonians, because once God extends His hand of judgment, He cannot take it back anymore.
可是多少时候我们必须等到上帝愤怒出来的时候，再跟上帝呼喊，然后说上帝不管你，这个是 不对的看法。
And how often times have we said that once his wrath is upon us, and then do we plead to him, and then we feel that he's incorrect because he does not listen. This is incorrect.
所以我们才会知道以赛亚书，上帝也差一件，说我差一没有人为百姓祷告的事情。
So in Isaiah, he did not pray for the people.
他差一没有人替百姓祷告，因为那个时候是可以悦纳的时候，可是人不接受上帝的。
So at that time is a time that people can redeem or can repent, but no one prayed.
可是等到耶利米的时候,
but when you get to the time of Jeremiah, it's already too late.
我们认为很多时候我们的错误认为上帝是招致之来挥之则去的。Oftentimes
we feel that God is
You can call him, he will come. You just Just wave him, he will leave. Yeah, a lot of time, we just happen that way. But he's not.
But he's not. So.
上帝是容忍我们,
he's able to be patient with us.
他警告我们,
he warns us.
所以圣经才讲说现在是悦纳的时候,
so that's why the Bible says that right now is the time of Jonah.
那上帝不会永远
Sorry, right now is the time where he is just being patient with us. It's not that he's forever delaying his judgment. But Enoch received and acknowledges his warning. So what is the beauty of his walk with God? He acknowledged God's warning.
他不是,
but he did not live the life of a hermit.
他与神同行，他有生儿养女，
But the Bible says that he walked with God, but yet he had sons and daughters.
也就是说，他一边接受上帝警告，可是人的生活，他还是照样过一个正常人的生活。So
he accepted God, received God's warnings, and he walked with God, but on the other hand, continued to live his life.
但很多时候，我们很怕那些属灵的人，对不对？
Oftentimes we're a bit afraid of those who are very spiritual.
因为那些人只爱神不爱人。
Because those people only love God and not people. And the life that they lead is almost as if it's not something that normal people lead. And their spiritual standards is something that we're afraid of, we're scared by.
圣经告诉我们说,
but the Bible tells us that Enoch continues to have sons and daughters. He did not hide in the mountains to live with God.
他乃是被差派来到人间跟世人做出警告。
He was sent to amongst the people to warn the people.
他向世人做出一个与神同行的人应该有的生活。
He lived out a life that's appropriate of someone who walks with God.
所以神后来把他取去。And
eventually later on, God took him.
那第二个与神同行人是谁呢？
Who's the second individual who walked with God?
那在紧接着创世纪第六章。
And that's in Genesis chapter 6.
他说挪亚与神同行。
And it says that Noah walked with God.
那当时世代是个完全人。
For the time, he was a perfect.
啊，他是个义人。
He was a righteous man.
我们读到这里的时候，我们也有点紧张。
And when we read up to here, we're also a bit nervous.
挪亚是完全人，他与神同行，那我们不完全怎么与神同行呢？
Noah was a perfect, a complete individual, and he walked with God. If we're not incomplete or imperfect, how do we walk with God?
那么这是我把它用希伯来文做一点点的解释。
So let me use the Hebrews to try to explain a little bit.
什么是完全人？
What does it mean to be a perfect individual?
约书亚记24章第14节。约书亚记24章14节。 那么这里面讲到一个词，说他们真心实意的。 的服侍神，Joshua24:14，24章，然后14节说，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他。
So verse 14, 24, Joshua 24, 14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all your faithfulness.
那么the mean 这个字呢，就是真心实意，就是完全的意思。The
mean?
Yeah, but that's the Hebrew.
The mean. The Hebrew means to be. Sorry. So this to be truly means in this way means to be complete.
也就他对上帝的心是完全是真实的.
And in other words, his heart towards God is complete.
在神的眼光,
and in other words, in God's view, this is perfect. It is not referring to his actions or him as being perfect. We know that later on he got drunk.
所以他不是指望,
he walked with God in true to his heart.
那么真心实意跟神同行到底是什么意思呢?
To walk truly with God, what does that even walk in faithfulness? What does it mean?
希伯来书第十一章有一点解释.
Hebrews chapter 11 explains this to us.
Okay, 我们看一下希伯来第十一章第七节.
Verse 7.
那挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事动了敬畏的心预备一只方舟使他全家得救因此就定了那世代的罪自己承受那从信而来的义。By
faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith.
所以这里面告诉我们的一件事情上帝叫造方舟。
So we see here that God commanded him to build an ark. Not only he built an ark, he was building an ark, he brought his family to build an ark. And he built an ark upon a mountain.
人家经过问他说,挪亚先生你在做什么?
And when people pass by and says, they say, Mr. Noah, what are you doing?
他说上帝说,
he says that the Lord, God commanded me to build an ark for there would be a flood coming.
而什么时候来呢?
And so they ask, when is the flood?
那看马土撒拉什么时候死啊?
And he says, look at when Methuselah is going to die.
也就是说, 他的祖父什么时候死?
In other words, his grandfather, father, when he's going to die.
因为马土撒拉187岁生拉麦,拉麦182岁生挪亚.
So Methuselah had a son in 180 years when he was 180, and the son had it Noah when later on.
挪亚600岁的时候洪水来了.
When Noah was 600, the flood came.
那么那一年马土撒拉
and that year, Methuselah died.
所以那个你把它算刚刚好的,
so if you count the years, it matches up exactly.
所以他在那一造方舟可能造了100多年.
So perhaps it took him about 100 years to build that ark.
假如我们以前有愚公移山, 那以前大概有个挪亚造方舟.
So there's an old Chinese story about it.
So, sorry, 就是说一个人他以前要把一个山挪开来.
So in the story, the Chinese story is about a person who wanted to move a mountain.
人家叫做 Mr. Foolish, 愚公.
So we call him Foolish, the foolish man who wanted to move the mountain.
但是这个是挪亚造方舟.
So this story is about Noah building an ark.
人家讲说你不要笨啊, 笨得像挪亚在造方舟一样笨啊, 这可能对孩子造方舟。
So perhaps they will say that don't be foolish like Noah who's going to build an ark.
可是他每天就, 你知道为什么造方舟? 他说上帝说他毁灭世界, 大家悔改, 他就用, 所以你看, 彼得的书信讲说他那传义道就这个意思.
So and then people says why are you building ark? He says because God's judgment will come, and that's why in Peter it says talks about the righteous message, the righteousness.
所以你可以看见他那个是很辛苦的.
So you can see it's very difficult, it's very labor intensive.
今天的因为他在世界上顺服上帝的吩咐与世界有分别.
Because of his obedience to God, he is separate from the world.
弟兄姊妹今天 我们听了上帝吩咐, 我们的生活, 我们教养的儿女, 跟世人有没有分别,
if we listen to God, will we be different from the world in how we raise a family, how we raise our children, and so forth?
Yeah.
Well, I know it's something that's difficult. Because I've also done it.
而且我做的时候,
and, but when I do it, I'm quite worried.
因为每一个家长都很注重教育.
Because every parent looks at education very highly.
我也很注重.
I also think education is very important.
但是我有一个条件.
But there's a condition for me.
我告诉孩子说, 礼拜天是上帝的日子, 你不做别的事情.
And I tell my children on Sunday it is the Lord's day and you should not do anything else.
对他们也很痛苦.
And it's also very challenging for them.
尤其我的女儿她是 很会跑步的女孩子。
So especially my daughter who runs a lot, who really knows how to run.
在中国这种女孩子里面，她100公尺可以跑13秒多。
She could run 100 meters in 13 seconds.
那是13 and some seconds.
Okay, 13 and something.
那么，所以她是学校校队里面的接力赛的 leading leg 第一棒。
So she's the leading leg of the you know the race on the team.
而且她是跑低栏的。
And so she's the
那个啊，低栏怎么讲？Hurdle，OK，她是跑那个低栏的，她是跑第一棒。
So she's the first one also on the hurdle team.
那么在她在的那几年当中，他们学校得了很多的奖章。So
when she was in school, her school won a lot of medals.
那么那个教练就给她讲说，Sharon， 我们这次有 county 的大比赛，礼拜天好好准备，好好跑。
So this time, the coach said to her, on Sunday, we have a county competition, so we need you to run really well.
她当然很高兴。
Of course, she was very excited.
然后就回来就讲了。
And she came back and said, and told me,
Daddy, we are going to run the county.
And she said, Daddy, we're going to run the county.
我说, oh, great! 我就跟她讲,很好。那我说, when? 她说, Sunday. 到礼拜天我就要跑了。 我说 Why Sunday？
他说为什么要礼拜天？那么他说，他就说因为比赛在礼拜天。So so she said because the competition is on Sunday.
我说礼拜天是给上帝的。So
I said to him, to her the Sunday is the Lord's day.
我不认为那是对的事情。I
don't think that's something that's right.
他说但是我 coach 讲了。And
but she said my coach already told me.
我就把圣经。 以上是58打章打开来说，但是上帝讲了。And
then so I opened the Bible and said, "This is what God says."
他说 "What did you mean? 你是什么意思？" 我就说你做决定吧。So
then I said to her, "Then you can decide for yourself."
他给妈妈说，说 "Daddy doesn't want me to run." 说爸爸不要我跑。妈妈给他说，你是要做决定啊，那是你跟神的关系哦。
So mom said, it's your relationship with God, so you can decide.
他后来就来讲说, Daddy, 但是我怎么跟教练讲呢? 我不愿意跑, 好, 那我怎么跟教练讲呢?
So then she came by and later on says, how do I explain to the coach that I cannot run?
我就跟他讲了, 我说, 你去告诉你的教练说, 那个Jennifer, 那个犹太人礼拜六跑, 我礼拜天就跑。
So she, then I said to her that you can tell the coach that Jennifer, she's Jewish, so she ran on Saturday. She can also run on Sunday.
我问你，犹太人礼拜六会不会跑？
Let me ask you, will the Jewish person run on Sunday?
绝对不会跑。Of
course, they will not run on Saturday.
哎，礼拜天基督徒什么都做。But
yeah, on Sundays, Christians will do anything.
你说把孩子教育出来敬畏神，我就告诉你那是不可能。So
when you say that we need to teach our children to fear the God, I say that's quite impossible.
因为你从来没有造方舟的榜样。
Because if you never had the experience, the example of building an ark,
然后你到 teenager 才带给教会说，哦，我们孩子现在有点 rebellion啊，啊，我们请教会帮帮忙。我要是 youth pastor， 我告诉你说 that's too late.
So if you go and wait all the way until when they're teenagers and says, you know, they're rebellious and we need some help, if I was the youth pastor, I would say that's too late.
因为你父母没有与神同行，你的孩子怎么会与神同行呢？
Because if the parents have not walked with the Lord, how can the children walk with God?
啊，你说，但是将来的前途会受影响。
And they would say that oh, their futures would be impacted.
我现在他已经是药学博士，我就告诉你不会受影响。
And if they're going to be a PhD, then I would tell you there won't be any impact.
一点都没有影响。
There's no impact.
我的老大以前是这样过日子的。
So this is how my elder one grew up.
他从来没有参加过 prom.
Prom就是那种高中毕业那个。
Oh, okay. So he never attended the prom, or she.
He. 但是现在他已经三十出头了。
So he's already in his 30s.
他到处讲道。
And he shares the message in many different places. And many different churches invite him. He works on Wall Street.
最近也订婚了。
Recently he got engaged.
是个律师。
So she is a lawyer.
也是很爱主的。And
with someone who loves the Lord.
我就告诉你说, 上帝不会亏待你教养的方式。
So God will not God will walk with you.
Will not mistreat you if you teach your children in his way. 所以我在告诉你说,与神同行里面,
so when you walk with the Lord, you need to be different.
你可能会有点紧张, 但是上帝是必须你去与他同行才会经历的。
So you may be a little bit anxious, but you but God will surely walk with you.
第三个,我要讲的是什么呢?是大家很熟悉的一段历史。
So something that's very familiar in history.
就但以理的三个朋友。
So it's Daniel and his three friends.
那么这个撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥,
Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach.
那么这三个人呢, 拒绝向巴比伦王的像跪拜。
So these three individuals, they refused to bow before the idol of made by the king of Babylon.
那巴比伦王就给他讲说, 我再给你一次机会。
And the king said to them that I will give you one more chance.
你听到脚底琵琶, 各样乐器声音的时候, 若夫妇敬拜, 那就可以, 要不然的话, 我立时拜, 扔在火窑里面, 看看有什么神可以救你脱离我的手。
Well, he says that if you bow when the music instruments plays, then that will be great, but otherwise they will be thrown into the fire's furnace.
那么他说, 我不必回答你。 他说,我相信我的神会救我脱离你的手,那么急或不然呢,我也绝不敬拜你所示的金像,在以赛亚书的第三章,第十七节十八节,但以理书,第三章。
He says, I'll Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we're thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King.
那么在第三章的24节到27节, 就有这么一个描述。In 24 to 27, it says this. Then
King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisor, weren't there three men that we tied up and throw into the fire? They replied, certainly, O king. He said, look, I see four men walking around the fire, unbound and unharmed, and it's the fourth looks like the Son of God. We see that some people walk with God in tribulation, in trial.
那么甚至他们一带着个必死的决心与神同行。
And they take with them a heart that's unafraid of death.
看起来是没有什么希望。
And especially in this time, it looks like there is no hope.
那圣经说他们被丢进去的是捆绑的。
And the Bible says that when they were thrown into the fire, they were bounded.
但是又告诉我们说, 在火当中他们是自由的, 是没有捆绑的。
But when they were walking in the fire, they were unbounded and free.
而且神的儿子在火中与他们同行。
And the Son of God was walking with them in the fire.
那么这个听起来有点高调，有没有？
This kind of sounds a bit
尤其别人受苦的时候，你在火炼的试探的里面，上帝与你同行，那简单的讲。
It's kind of difficult to say this to someone when you're in the fire, God will walk with you.
那你怎么受苦？很多时候来了，你怎么知道一个人在苦当中有与神同行，在苦当中没有与神同行？这两个差别在哪里？
When suffering comes back, how do you know when someone is walking with God in their suffering versus someone who is not? What is the difference here?
因为很多的逼迫,它是全面性的,你要行不行,都是一样,都是逼迫都会临到你的。
So oftentimes the persecution will come about to you from all sides, and whether you do or not, the persecution will come about.
其实是完全看这个火过了以后, 你就知道这个有没有与神同行，那个有没有与神同行。
Only until the fire passes will you know if the person was walking with God.
我们看一下这27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
那因为这三个人从火中出来了。This
is after they came out from the fire.
那是总督钦差巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集要看见三个人，见我无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣服也没有变色，并没有火燎的味道。
And the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them.
我们就看见一件事情，乃是一个在苦难当中与你同行的一个现象，说这个人、这些人，他们无论在心里、在灵里都没有受到伤害。
We see that this individual, when they passed through the fire, you know, joined in the trials and the and suffering, they, in their hearts or in their spirit, they were not harmed.
而且他身上没有烧焦的味道。
And in their, on their body, there was no sense of fire.
所以你很多时候你看见一个弟兄他以前在受苦了这么多，你从他身上一闻没有烧焦味的时候，你知道这个人是与神同行。
So if you see a brother who is suffering for so long and when you take a smell and they have no scent of burnt scent upon them.
可是很多时候我们看见有些位置受苦，他的苦是延到很久很久。你一跟他谈话，当年哈有没有哈？啊，那个苦就一直，你可以闻到那个焦味，烧得很厉害。Or
when you talk to others that when they're suffering, they're long suffering for many men, and they keep that suffering. And when you say to them, and when they say to you that, oh, many many years ago, and you can smell the scent of suffering upon them.
而且他可以。 同时痛恨那些以前出卖他的那些人，那个烧焦味还是很强。
And you could still sense the bitterness from those who hurt them in the past.
他没有像耶稣基督在彼得背叛他以后，他回头只看他一眼，彼得就悔改。
It's not like Peter, it's different from when Jesus turned back and looked at Peter and Peter repented. It's very different from that.
所以在现在这个时代，基督徒越来越受逼迫的时代当中，我跟你警告，基督徒会越来越受逼迫。
So in this time, I feel that the Christians will be more and more persecuted.
那么这个时候，我们在苦难当中，我们要有个决心，要与神同行。
So it is during these type of sufferings that we need to be determined in walking with God.
可是那个受苦不会夺去基督徒喜乐，也不会夺基督徒的信心，也不会夺去基督徒的盼望。The
suffering will not take away a Christian's joy, a Christian's faith, or our hope.
我下一章。 我弥迦书我先不讲。好，但是你说那是旧约的时代，那我新约时代怎么与神同行呢？
So you say that's all the stories we presented is from Old Testament. So in the New Testament, how do we walk with God?
这是我所讲的下半部。And
this is the second part.
那么在我们怎么与神同行？我们用祭司的身份与神同行。So
let's use the priest as an example, the life of a priest.
你这样看的两幅的话，一个是。 现在基督徒在聚会，一个是古代的祭司。
So you see these two images. One is of Christians gathering and praying, and the other one is of the historical priest.
你很难把这两幅画连在一起成为一幅画。
It's very difficult to connect these two images into a single.
但是我要告诉你，这两个是一件事情。
But I want to explain to you that these two are in fact one.
因为 旧约的时代的祭司跟新约时代的基督徒，事实上是一件事情。
In reality, the Old Testament priest and the New Testament Christian, they're in fact one.
我们用一些经节来稍微做个看。Let's
use some verses to explain.
出埃及记第十九章第六节，他说：“你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。”Exodus
chapter 19, verse 6. You shall be me a kingdom priest and a holy nation.
所以那时候，上帝拣选了以色列的人做个祭司的国度。So
it was at that time that God has chosen Israelites to be a kingdom priest.
为什么
？Why？
因为当亚当夏娃犯罪了以后，神跟人分开来了。Because
after Adam has sinned, God and man were separated.
上帝是完全圣洁的，人是有罪的。God
is holy while man is sinful.
所以上帝寻求回来跟。 跟人再次连结，
and God desires to be connect to reconnect with man.
那么上帝借着什么呢？
And what does God use for this to get to this?
上帝借着一个会幕，借着一个祭司团来完成这个事情。
And God uses the tabernacle and a group of priests to accomplish this.
那么祭司的责任是做什么事情？
What is the responsibility of a priest?
那么他们责任是几个？我在想。 OK， 假如我们读马拉基书第二章五到七节，就明白这件事情。
If we read Malachi chapter 2 verse 5 to 7
English. OK. 那么这里面所讲的都是说， 我与你们立生命和平安的约。
So here it all talks about the covenant of life and peace.
所以你把旧约的祭司的职分，很简单的来说，就是两件事情。
And you, if you take the priest of Old Testament, it's very simply explained into these two things.
也是关乎生命的。
It's also regarding life.
也是关乎平安的。
And it's also regarding peace.
那关乎生命的，就是说他们的职任就是要分出圣俗，分出洁净不洁净。
So their responsibility regarding life is to have something decide what is holy and what is clean and unclean.
而且每天献上燔祭。
And to also continuously to offer burnt offerings.
还有平安祭。
And all peace offerings.
那么这是他平常的责任。
And this is their the responsibility of a priest.
同时呢，向着百姓呢。
And at the same time towards the people.
那么他教导他们律例典章。
And they teach them the laws.
那使他们离开罪恶。
So that they would depart from sin.
那么当他们使他们离开罪恶了以后，就不会在上帝的震怒的底下。
And when the people would depart from sin, they would no longer be under the wrath of God.
万一他们犯了罪怎么办呢？
But what happens when they sin?
就给他献赎罪祭。
And then when they offer offerings.
给他献赎愆祭。
And then they make offerings.
使跟上帝之间能够和好。
So that they can be reconciled to God.
所以他们不会在上帝的震怒的底下。
So that they would no longer be under the wrath of God.
那这是他们所做的事情。
And this is their responsibility.
基本上讲起来就是这样子而已。
Simply put.
可是对现在的基督徒呢？
But what about towards the Christians of today?
彼得前书二章九节就讲了。
First Peter 2 chapter 9 says.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这是我们的身份。
This is us.
所以你们的擘饼是正确的。
So your breaking of bread is correct.
我看听见你擘饼的时候，弟兄姊妹起来，在神面前用金尊的身份站在向神祷告。
Well, I see that when joining the Lord's table, we are praying before Him.
没有像一般的很多的教会，它只有一个牧师或是神父站在祷告。
It's unlike other churches where you have just a pastor or a reverend or a priest.
因为他认为这些牧师、神父们才是祭司，这些人都是平信徒。
Because in those circumstances, that only the priest or the reverend is the priest, and everyone else is just a regular believer.
那是个错误的教导。
But that is a wrong preaching.
真正的教导是每一个基督徒都是君尊的祭司。
The right teaching is that for every Christian is a royal priesthood.
所以你是不是祭司
？Are you a priest?
你就是祭司。
You are a priest.
那说将来呢
？What about in the future？
启示录五章九节十节这样说。
And this is where Revelation 5:9-10 says。
从各族、各方、各国中买的人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
You ransom people for God from every tribe, from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom of and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth。
所以将来我们还做祭司。
In the future, we shall also continue to be priests。
所以我们。是祭司，将来还做祭司。
So we are priests, but we shall be priests forever.
所不同于旧约的是，他们就是祭司，我们是君王，又是祭司。
So different from the Old Testament is that they are just merely priests, but we are priests, but also also reign. Will also
圣经说我们是君尊的祭司。
For the Bible says that we are a royal priesthood.
因为我们的主他是犹太支派的，但是他以麦基洗的等次做了祭司。
So he is, although he is from the Jewish tribe, but he, in the order of Melchizedek, he is a royal priesthood.
所以他是君尊的祭司。
And therefore he is a royal priesthood.
而我们是小君尊祭司。
And we're little royal priests.
所以这个跟旧约不太一样。
So this is a bit different from the Old Testament.
但是至少有一点是完全一样的，我们都是祭司。
But what is similar is that we are all priests.
所以在新约里面，我们用祭司的真身份与神同行。
So in the New Testament, we walk with God from the as priests.
我们在上帝面前服侍他。
And we serve Him before Him.
那么会幕是我们服侍的岗位。
And tabernacle is the place of our.
那里面有什么东西呢
？And what is in the tabernacle?
就是有祭坛。
There is the altar.
那么有洗濯盆。
And there is the basin, the washing.
有香炉。
There's the incense.
那么有施恩座
，and the seat of mercy，
有灯台
，and there's a lampstand，
有陈设饼
，the bread
showbread， 所以你可以，我把这图剪出来，你看见这里面事实上你看见是个十字架。
So I put this up in the shape of a cross.
啊，一个由下往上走，一个横着走。
So there's one side where these things are leading upward, and there's something and there's three leading sideways.
那么祭司与神同行的职分就是这些东西。
And so the responsibility of a priest in walking with God is in these things.
我尽量在五分钟把它讲完。
So I'll try to finish in 5 minutes.
那么祭司的职分对我们有什么意义
？So what is the meaning as a priesthood to us today?
祭司每天要的服侍的东西是什么
？So what is the serve? What does how does a priest serve every day?
他是一定要献燔祭。
He must offer sacrifices.
献燔祭的时候要跟平安祭一起献。
And he offers sacrifices along with peace offerings.
那么献燔祭这件事情是早晚都要献。
And burnt offering, peace offering, needs to be done on a daily basis from morning and night.
那这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
它是讲到一个基督徒摆在上帝面前，你不能告诉我说啊，我在几年前把自己献给神。
So when a Christian is placed before God, it's incorrect to say that, oh, many many years ago, I already offered myself.
不，你是每个早上都新的，每个早上你就献上新的燔祭。
But rather, every single day we are offered up unto Him.
而且每个晚上你还要再献。
Every morning and every night.
而且献的时候还要跟平安祭一起献。
And we offer also with a peace offering.
也就是说，你每次献祭的时候，你跟上帝关系一定是好的，你才能献祭。
And which means that when you're offering yourself, you must have the right relationship. Only then can you be offered.
在新约就讲到一件事情，你如果献祭的时候是想起跟你的弟兄有过节，你也知道这个祭司没有什么样子，因为没有平安祭在里面，所以你要先回去跟弟兄和好，然后再来献祭。
So in the New Testament, when you offering yourself, and if it's something in the Old Testament, if you wrong the brother, then you cannot offer that offering. So you must correct your relationship with the brother before you can offer.
所以每天我们在上帝面前摆上以前，献上自己的，它的前提是我们跟弟兄姊妹关系好，然后我们上帝的关系才好，然后神才悦纳我们。所以这个奉献是重要的。
When we are offering ourselves, the condition is that we have the right relationship with the brothers and sisters. Only then can we be offered unto God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想问你，你是不是每天献在上帝面前呢？还是说我在很多年以前，在啊唐崇龙的培灵会里面，我把自己献上了？我说嗯。
So the question I want to ask you today is, are you offering yourself on a daily basis, or have you offered yourself many years ago at a retreat or meeting?
Because
the burnt offering must be offered morning and night. And it's a renewing offering. It is not a historical offering. It is something that continues, it's present.
而且献燔祭有个很 不太一样的地方。
And there's also something different about in the burnt offering.
很多祭司都可以吃。
Many offerings can be eaten.
包括素祭，包括赎罪祭，包括赎愆祭都可以。
Including peace offering and a variety of other offerings.
Even sin offering, 这些祭只要没有金火的祭司都可以吃。
So whether if these offerings are not touched by fire, the priest can eat of it.
民数记第十八章，假如我没有记错的话。
Numbers chapter 18.
八到九节。
8-9.
那个地方不经火都可以吃。
Any offering that's not touched by fire can be eaten.
但是燔祭你不能吃。
But the burnt offering you cannot.
燔祭按照立位记第一章说，它全烧在坛上。
The burnt offering according to Leviticus chapter 1 is that it must be burnt completely.
那么它里面那个里面讲到十点献燔祭的重要的事情。
So there it speaks of the 10 important points regarding the burnt offering.
我提出三点来讲。
Let me point out 3.
讲到这里我就结束，底下我大家就没有时间讲。
And after that I will stop. I won't have time.
那等到以后再说。
Then I will postpone it to the next message.
Okay, 这三件事情是什么？一个立位记的第一章讲说，你献祭的时候要把肉切成筷子。
So in Leviticus, it says that before you burn the burnt offering, it must be cut up into pieces.
我就问一件事情哈，你要献一只牛，你全部要烧在坛上，你切不切块有什么差别
？So if you're offering an entire cattle and you're going to offer the whole thing, does it matter whether or not you're cutting it into pieces?
你又不是要刷牛肉。
You're not making lambs.
要烧烤，你把它切成筷子做什么
？You're not making a barbecue, so why does it matter? You need to cut into pieces.
所以它里面有属灵的意义。
There's a spiritual meaning in this.
就当一个基督徒把自己摆在上帝面前的时候， 你要治每一个部分，你要愿意交给神。
So for us Christians, that when we place ourselves into the hand of God, we need to give to Him every single pieces of us.
你不能说上帝，我就是你，你拿走吧。上帝说我不要哈。
And you cannot say that, Lord, take me, and the Lord says no.
上帝要你干净乐意那部分交给我。
God wants the clean part of you.
每一个人献给神的都有部分的拦阻。
So when we whenever we offer ourselves, there's pieces of that are obstacles.
有人肯花钱不花时间。
Some people are willing to spend the money but not the time.
有人肯聚会家里不开放。
Some people are willing to go to meetings but will not open up their home.
有人自己愿意服侍儿女不能去服侍。
Some people are willing to serve themselves but not their family.
神要你每一个心思意念，神要你去愿意服侍。
God wants you to be willing to serve.
你每一个细节，神问你说你肯吗？
And every little detail, God will ask you, are you willing?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你愿意来这个祷告会吗?
Are you willing to come to the prayer meeting?
你愿意起来教主日学吗?
Are you willing to teach Sunday school?
你愿意丢掉面子去邻舍传福音吗?
Are you willing to lay down yourself to go and share it with your neighbors?
这是一块一块切的，就是说，当你切的时候，你每一都知道这一块是什么意义的。
So when you cut it into pieces, whenever you cut, make this cut, you know exactly what the meaning of each piece is for.
这是一个人站在神面前的时候，一个要经历的事情。
And this is every single one of us when we're before God is something that we must experience.
所以上帝很少呼召一个人，是把一个人逼到走投无路，你才服侍神的，不是这个。
It's not often that God will chase an individual that they're without any other road to exit that they would come and serve the Lord.
所以我们都很想当约拿。
We all want to be Jonah.
我们想藏在湖底，然后跟大风浪，然后让你出来丢在海里面。你说哦，神叫我来呼召他。No.
We all want to be hidden in the water, and then there'll be a wind and storm, and then we'll come out and says, and the Lord says, serve me. And I said,
很多时候是你在事业的高峰的时候。神问你说：“你肯为我摆下吗？”
Oftentimes, God will say to you in the height of your career that will you lay down your work, your career, and serve me.
你实在是很有成就感，你实在是不想放，但主为了你，我放了。
And perhaps you feel very successful and you're unwilling, but because for the Lord's sake, you were willing to lay it down.
你说你怎么知道？
And you say, how do you know?
因为我把工作放下的那一年，是我拿州长奖的那一年。
So when I laid down my work, it was the year that I got promoted.
I got a professional achievement from the Governor Whitman. Yeah, 就是那一年，我正在挣扎的时候，我说：“上帝，教会需要人，但是主啊，我现在还要正在生呢。”
So the church needs someone, but I'm continuing. I still have a long way to go in my career.
我想了一下，上帝，那一句我不要了，我要你。我走出来。
And I thought about it and it says, Lord, I don't need that, I need you.
所以上帝是一块一块，不要等到你走投无路的，上帝没有了，世界都不要我，你要我吧。
Don't wait until the end when the world does not want you anymore and it says, Lord, will you take me?
现在我觉得你很好，那上帝可能就是要你啊。
God thinks you're very good and therefore he wants you.
那我不是叫你出来做传道人的意思。
Again, I'm not asking saying that we should all come out and be.
而是现在你说上帝我愿意在我这个状态里面我愿意把自己摆上主啊使用我。
But I'm willing to, as I am, to give myself into you and Lord.
你是我的主。
For you are my Lord.
第二个我要特别强调的。
And the second one I want to emphasize.
你知道这个献燔祭的时候立位记告诉我们说腿要洗内脏也要洗。
So the Leviticus also tells us regarding burnt offerings that the legs must be washed and the innards must be clean, washed.
既然要烧，用水洗好不好烧啊？
If you're burning it, then does it make it easier to burn if you're washing it with water?
当然更不好烧嘛。
It's more difficult to burn.
那上帝为什么叫他说一定要洗呢？
Why does God command them to wash?
这里面有一个属灵的意思。
There's a spiritual meaning in this.
一个人把自己奉献给上帝的人，你的道路要干净，你里面要干净。
So for a person who's giving yourselves to God, your way must be clean and your inside must be clean.
你不能人在江湖身不由己。
You cannot be living in the world and according to the world.
所以你走的道路干净，你里面干净，神悦纳你。
If you walk on the right way, the clean path, and you're clean within, then God will honor you. Thirdly,
全烧在坛上。
It must be burned completely on the altar.
完全。没有留给自己。
Completely burned, nothing left.
连赎罪祭、赎愆祭、连素祭、
Every other offering can be shared with the priest, but this one is purely for God. It is only for God.
最后一点,
and lastly,
那个火不能熄灭,
the fire cannot be put out. This is very strange.
因为这个祭坛上面, 早上献一次, 傍晚献一次,
so the fire, so in the morning there is an offering and at night there's another offering.
中间没有献,
and during the day there's no other, there are no other offerings.
可能有献, 有献赎罪祭, 可能有献, 赎愆祭, 但是,
so perhaps during the day there will be other offerings, sin offerings or peace offerings, but this fire is not put out. The responsibility of the priest is to keep the fire burning. Yeah, but isn't this very labor intensive?
其实不是,
but God tells us that the fire of sacrifice cannot be put out in our hearts.
按照罗马书12章的说法,
according to Romans chapter 12,
他说, 你们不可懒惰, 要心里火热, 常常服侍主。 11.
12. Chapter 12, verse 11? Okay. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
Yeah. 就是说你要常常火热服侍主, 那么问题是说, 基督徒你怎么会失去火热, 对不对?
You need to continue to burn and to be fervor serving the Lord, then, but how do you lose your firmness?
多少时候我们来聚会的时候是拖着沉重脚步来聚会, 带着沉重的心情来聚会?
How many times have we come to church when we meet with a heavy burden heart or heavy burden walk? Footsteps.
你再不来, 朱弟兄就找你了。
If you don't come here, Brother Chu will come after you.
哇,陶弟兄来找你。
Or Brother Tao will come after you.
啊,不管那是罗弟兄来找你。
Or Kevin will come after you. Or other brothers will come after you.
他们来找,不如我找他比较好一点,省时间。
It's much better for you to look for them and not them coming after you.
来到我家又要祷告,又要劝诫,受不了。
And then when they come to your house, they will want to pray and so forth.
那为什么我们会失去火热?
Well, how do we lose this passion for the Lord?
我讲三件事情。
Let me give you three points.
很多时候我们失去火热, 是我们身体有问题的时候。
Oftentimes because we are something wrong with us.
我们有时候我们很注重灵命, 不注重身体。
Sometimes we are much more concerned about our spiritual life but not our physical life.
所以我鼓励你们, 约翰, 老约翰, 有德丢讲说, 啊, 愿你身体强壮, 灵魂兴盛一样。
And so, as according to Apostle John, is that may we be strong?
Yeah, just spiritual strong.
Only when you're physically strong, as you're spiritually strong, then only then can you serve the Lord.
所以你要或吃或喝都为荣耀主而行.
And you need to eat and drink and then work and give glory to God.
小心所 你所吃的,你所喝的,注意你所动的,你就会有健康身体才能服侍主。
Just be careful what you eat, be careful what you drink, and also, you'll be healthy.
这个是心理上的。
And the second is within our heart.
你真的相信将来的国度吗?
Do you truly believe in the eternal kingdom?
你真的相信那即将来极重无比的荣耀吗?
Do you truly believe in the eternal, uncomparable glory?
坦白来说,我们都是模模糊糊,对不对?
Honestly speaking, we're probably all not very clear.
我们是凭信心相信。
It is by our faith that we believe.
那么信心怎么回事情,以后再讲。
And what is faith? We will discuss that another time.
但是我们就是,呀,我相信,我相信,但是头脑完全是空的。
But we believe and we believe, but within our mind it's empty.
那保罗却说,我看见将来极重无比荣耀,就轻看现在自战之前苦楚。
And because Paul has saw the future glory that he's able to run ahead.
我家的附近有个小mall,小mall里面有一个 gym.
So by my father there's a small mall and there's a gym in there.
那么我从那走过去的时候,
when I was walking by,
我看那些年轻人在那跑步,
I see youngsters there running.
我常常看到一个男孩子带个黄袋子, 哇,
and I see this guy wearing a headband and running every single day.
跑完以后他就去举重,
and after he runs, he needs to go lift.
我心里就有个叹息,
so I have this thought.
我说你在跑步, 不如到我家推草,
So I thought, don't, if you're running here, you should just come to my house and mow the lawn.
我忙到没有办法, 你不如呢, 保证有同样果效,
and it's the same result.
那我在想,
so why did, are these people so fervent about running?
因为他们有一个将来的荣耀,
because there's a future glory.
他们想到将来那个 muscle,
they think they will be very muscular.
然后那个样子省下来说,衣服一定要穿得紧紧的, 人家看就, 哦,那个羡慕呀, 他喜欢那个东西。
And they want to be, they want to look good and they want to be
so 为了这东西, 他每天跑还花钱。
And for that reason, they run and they spend the money.
我没有时间去看他家, 是不是他家的草都没有时间推?
I don't have the time to go see if their house, if they, he has time to mow his lawn. Even my son went to the, you know, go to the. I said to him, son,
你要练那个,
If you're going to do this, you're better off just come and mow the lawn for me.
那么大的草地啊, 你推完以后已经 muscle 很...
After you mow the entire lawn, you'll be pretty.
你看这年轻人很有意思, 过一阵时间就在人面前会把肚子掀起来。
And then the young adults, these are interesting, so they would lift up their shirt.
那算那六块,
and then count the six pack.
你这不算六块, 五块半, 没有,
there's only five and a half.
啊, 为什么他们要做这些事情?
So why do they do these kind of things?
因为他们有盼望,
because there is hope.
为了基督徒热不起来,
and the reason why Christians cannot be passionate,
因为我们没有盼望,
because we have no hope.
我们不相信将来基督再来那件事情是真正的事情。
We don't truly believe his coming is something that is true.
你失去那个盼望, 你失去了活着。
When you lose that passion, when you lose that hope, you lose that passion.
所有东西都变成重担。
Everything becomes burden.
不是一个喜乐的负担。
It is no longer a happy burden.
第三件事情为什么失去?
And lastly, why do you lose a passion?
因为有罪。
Because there is sin.
多少时候罪留在我们身上的时候, 我们失去能力。
How often times do we, when sin resides in us, that we lose our, lose the power?
我们以为这件事情只要不想它就会过去, 它不会过去。
We feel, perhaps we feel that if we don't think about it, these things will pass.
你要服侍神的人, 你的过去全都要对付。
If you want to serve God, you must deal with your past.
可能会丢脸, 可能会羞耻。 但是神要完全的洁净。
Perhaps it's embarrassing, perhaps it's shameful, but God wants you to be cleansed.
你一定要学习走得过去。
You need to be able to walk beyond that.
最后讲个故事。
And let me lastly give you a story.
我有一次在中西部讲道, 带退休会。
So once I was leading a meeting in the Midwest.
那么有长老, 那个教会的长老就给我讲说, 你可以帮助我们一对夫妻。
So the pastor says, can you help this couple we have?
那也没办法, 是讲员嘛, 好吗?
So I said, oh, sure.
我心里想说,
and I thought to myself that, you know, I don't know if I can help anyone. But let me give it a shot.
事情是这样发生的,
so the situation is this.
一对夫妻出了问题,
so a couple has some situation.
太太是基督徒,
the wife is a Christian.
先生以前不是基督徒,
the husband was not a Christian in the past.
那么常常对太太有一些暴力,
and will oftentimes abuse his wife.
后来太太受不了了,
so the wife could not stand anymore.
在公司里面有一个, 啊, 外国的同事, 那么对她很好,
so there was a co-worker who was very good to her
at work,
and often comforted her.
他们就有了感情,
and then so they had a good relationship.
那么甚至她要把自己嫁给他,
so okay, so the wife wanted to even to marry her co-worker.
因为他们一些亲密的事情发生,
because there's some intimate stuff that happened between them.
没有想到, 感谢主是这位先生信了主,
but thank the Lord that the husband later became a Christian.
那么就请求太太原谅,
and asked for the wife's forgiveness.
希望这婚姻可以继续下去,
and was hoping that they can continue the marriage.
这个太太说, 太晚了,
and the wife says it's too late.
不可能,
it's impossible.
退休会结束,
so it was after this retreat that they were going to get a divorce.
那我去了,
so then I showed up.
我就问他说, 你是个基督徒, 信主这么多年, 你为什么要这样做?
So I asked her, you're a Christian, you've been a Christian for many years, why do you want to do this?
她说是的, 这件事情是错了,
and she says, yes, it is wrong.
但以后我不再做就可以了,
but as long as I'm not, I won't be doing this in the future.
而且保证以后不会再做,
and I can promise I won't let this happen again.
我就问她说你是做什么的?
And so I asked her, what did you do?
她说我是做会计的,
and she says she's an accountant.
我说, 哦, 我说你是做会计的, 我给举个例子, 问问你好不好?
So let me ask you a question.
你在算账的时候有一次, 两块钱加三块钱, 你写成六块钱。
So when you're doing your doing the accounts and once there was a $2 or $3 you've written as six.
然后你就一直往下算。
And you continue to carry forward.
从那时候开始你都没有错过。
And from that point on you were always correct.
我请问你，你的结果会不会对？
Let me ask you in the end results when you finally is it wrong? Is it right?
你说会不会对？
Will it be correct in the end, the final result?
那他说当然不对了。
And of course she says, of course it would be wrong.
我说你现在就像这个样子。
And then I said to her that you're behaving like this.
你做一件错事。
You did something wrong.
你没有把它改正过来。
You never corrected.
你说以后我不要再犯就好了。
And he said, as long as I'm good in the future.
我说你结局还是错的。
The end result is still wrong.
不管你以后怎样都没错。
No matter how correct you are in the future.
那么事情过完，我也不知道有没有帮助，我就走了。
So afterwards, I don't know if that was helpful, and I left.
我带退休会竟然是不是带一次，会回去带好几次的。
So when I lead these retreats, not just once, but many times.
以后我又回去那个教会。
Later on, I also returned to that church.
那么这个长老又跑来找我了。
And then the pastor, the elder came to me again.
他说我要你见一对夫妻。
So he says, I want to introduce you to this couple.
我说我才刚来又要见夫妻。
And he says, I just showed up and you want me to see another couple. So I was...
然后他就带我去见，原来是这对夫妻。
So he introduced me to this couple again.
手上抱个小孩子，小 baby.
And they have a baby, a newborn.
这长老说，他们和好了，认罪了，而且复合了，而且又生孩子了。
And so the elder says, so they repented, they reconciled, and now they have a child.
那姊妹看着我。
And sister looked at me.
只说两个字。
And she only said two things.
谢谢。
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹。我们在上帝面前，我们若是有罪，我们不可能把这些献给神。
Brother and sister, if we're before God and if there's sin in us, there's no way that we can offer ourselves.
我们里面那个火就熄了。
The fire within us will be burned, will be put out.
我们不可能在神面前有个与神同行的生活。
And therefore, we can no longer have a life where we walk with Him.
所以我们一直在思想为什么不行。
So we often contemplate why it gets put out.
我只要你问一件事情，你的生命当中还没有隐而未现的罪。
Let me ask you this: Do you have hidden sins in your life?
会有羞耻，认罪。
It will be ashamed. It will be embarrassed, but acknowledge the sin.
神会重新塑造你，
but repent,
成一个神可用的器皿。
Repent, and God will create you again into a vessel that you can use.
你会明白与神同行是何等美的道路。
You will understand how beautiful it is to be able to walk with Him.
我们祷告。
Let us bow our head in word of prayer.
恩典主，我们知道我们所讲的有限。
Gracious Lord, we know our words are limited.
但你的话语话出不会突然往回。
But your words is not limited.
你的话又重又难。
Your words are powerful and strong.
主啊。求你改变我们的信心。
Lord, may you change our heart.
让我们从软弱中站出来。
So that we can stand out a way out of our weakness.
享受与你同行的美。
And to enjoy the beauty of walking with you.
让我们身上有你的味道。
And to have a scent, your scent in our lives.
世人看见我们就知道我们是跟过耶稣人。
So when people look upon us, they know that we follow Christ.
祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.